10,354, Jerry Yates, east of Second Street, 27 feet south of Providence Road. A variance from a side and rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Jerry Yates, 38149 Second Street, Del Mar, Delaware.
And Mr. Yates, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
This is new for me, so bear with me if you would.
You take your time. We'll help you.
I'm applying for a variance 9-foot setback from the side and back of a property. I want to build a 38 by 24 pole building, and in order for it to look right on my property, I want to put it right behind the present building that I got that's 24 by 38. I've talked to the neighbors first. They have no objections, and they've sent letters with me stating that they had no objections. They agree with me that if I put it within the requirements now, it will not look right. It'll be offset. It'll block their view from the road, and it'll block my view. And basically, just to make it look right, that's the reason I'm applying for the variance. But I got pictures. I don't have enough for everybody, but I can.
You had the letters, you said?
Yeah.
From your, take those two.
The one property owner beside me owns the property that signs it behind me and one side, so. Majors, they own one side, one back, and the other side is one person, and in front of me is the road. They've listed that as Providence Road. It's old racetrack road. I called when they first stated that, and they said it was okay to leave it like that, but that's, it is North Second Street, but it was.
It's the way it is on the.
Is it? Okay. I didn't understand that, and some of the neighbors didn't understand it, but.
Let me ask you, you're going to put, you're going to put antique cars in there?
Well, my deceased mother's belongings are part of it, and then I'm going to have a couple old cars that are behind the fence. If you see a fenced in area there, I'm going to take down that fence.
How many are you going to house in the garage?
Well, one half is just going to be for one car.
You're only up to four.
That's and what?
You can have up to four.
I'm only going to have one car on one side of the garage, and the other side is going to be my deceased mother's belongings.
Okay, good. All right. Just so you know.
Mr. Rickard, the application doesn't state the variance request.
It states 9 foot?
9 foot from the property line.
Right. 12 foot from the back property line.
Okay.
That's a mistake on that. I'm sorry. 9 foot was what I needed in the back and the side.
Okay. You need 9 on both?
Yeah, 9 from the side.
And the back?
The present building is 9 foot, and I don't know. If there was a variance, the building's probably been there 30-some years.
Mr. Rickard, what's the setback requirements?
15. They told me 15 from the side.
15 one from the back. On the side.
The rear?
20.
Okay. So the variance request is for 6 foot on the side and 11 feet on the rear?
Correct. You know what he's saying?
No.
To you.
I was going to ask you when
you're
you got
asking a variance. You were asked where you want to place it, but the variance needed to be quoted at what type of variance you need. You need 11 feet from the required 20 feet to make it
9 feet from the property line is where the building was going to end up.
Okay.
So which, 11. Okay, I understand that.
The variance is 11 feet.
Okay, I'm
and,
sorry.
And 6 feet.
6 feet. Right.
It used to be written on the applications, but.
Well, I saw that there, and I didn't really.
And one of the neighbors had said in a letter, but somebody told me, said sometimes they get lost. But in fact, they signed that one letter, but she told me, she said, I've already sent in a letter saying that I had no problems with it, that basically you're a good neighbor, and, when they first saw it, so they were trying to help me out. But the woman that come put the sign in the yard said sometimes those letters get lost, so. That's why I went back, got her to sign another letter, so.
On the bottom, on the bottom of your application, you see that there, Mr. Mills? I believe you'll see the 6-foot variance from the 15-foot side and 8-foot from the, it's not on there?
Nope.
All right. Okay.
Sorry.
Written on the original. It's written on the original. Never got to you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have two letters in favor, Winfrey?
Mrs. Winfrey.
Mrs. Winfrey and Mr.
Majors, Mr. and Mrs. Majors.
I can't read her writing. They have no objections.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,354 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,354 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay, sir?
Yeah. Can I ask why? I mean, what's the...
Board is more deliberating possible.
Okay. I didn't know if you need any more information on it or not.
No, sir.
Case number...